Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a Friday. Yes, it's a Friday. We didn't get a Friday song, Jack Fritz. What are you doing, man?
Come on, man. How long you been listening to this show, Jackie Pucks?
It's a Marks and Reese show on a Friday live from Chiggy's and Pete's, as we are every Friday. And, yes, thank God it's Friday. It's a Phillies Friday, which means we have a ton of Phillies tickets that we will be dispersing throughout the show, Mr. Reese.
Wow, the Phillies, they're back to playing.
Thank God. It feels like it's been 3 weeks, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Hasn't it really been that long, but it feels like it's been a long
time. Almost a week.
Holy cow. All right, so a very emotional day here in Philadelphia for Phillies fans, Ike, as Freddie Galvis returns to Philadelphia.
Freddie G.
What does he get tonight? See, like, so Jack Fritz, and we're gonna have fun today. But I'm driving in, right, and Jack and I are having a conversation about what we got going on, what he has for me, or whatever. And Jack, final day in for Ben, and he's done a fantastic job this week.
Until
today. So he's like. They're not going to give him a standing ovation,
right? For Freddie G.
So he's like, they're not going to make he step out of the batter's box and tip the cap to the fans, are they? And I'm like, yeah. What would you do if you were going to the game tonight? How would
man,
you react
he gets
to
a
Freddie?
Golf clap, man. He get a golf clap.
You're a hater, man.
No, I'm not a hater.
Yeah, you are.
I like Freddie Galvis when he was here, but come
doesn't
on, man.
Doesn't sound like it.
Come on, man. We can't be doing this for everybody. Yeah, do we have any standards around here?
No, but you're talking about.
They already put everybody up on the damn wall.
But it gets to the conversation.
Is he going on the wall?
No.
Oh, sure.
No.
Lieberthal's on there.
Yeah, but Lieberthal actually had all-star seasons. Freddie Galvis is a .230 hitter, but I love Freddie.
Yeah.
Freddie's a good Philly. It doesn't mean that he had a great career here. He had a good career.
Hard. Yeah, and he played hard.
Played hard, was a leader last year. He was in the organization since he was a teenager.
Yeah.
But I feel like that if I was going down to the game tonight, I would give Freddie a nice round of applause.
Sure.
One time.
Yeah, standing O.
Yeah.
No, I don't get a standing O.
Yeah,
man.
I would stand up and give it to him.
Okay.
All right, you and Jack disagree.
Yeah, of course. Well, Jack says he's...
Yeah, Jack says it's ridiculous that we would give him a standing ovation.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I'm not talking about bring down the house standing ovation. I'm talking about, all right, how about this, an extended ovation.
Why?
Because he was a good Philly. He was drafted by the team.
Right.
I liked him.
Okay. Okay, I mean, I don't know how everybody feels about Freddie Galvis.
But see, here's
I'm just saying, for me, he doesn't move the needle.
So it opens it
nice
up.
Nice player, but.
You know who moves the needle? Chase Utley. And he
returns. There you go.
He returns to the city next week with the Dodgers.
Okay.
We have a Chase Utley card here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Guys, could you bring it over so we can
take a closer
look at it?
Look at the size of this thing.
It's a large card. It's, what would you say it is, about 5 feet. Wide and 3 feet high.
At least.
It says, Chase Utley, you're the man in the beginning.
Yeah.
On the front. A 94 WIP logo.
Of course.
And then a ton of... Cindy Webster, who was behind this, was trying to show me yesterday, like, well, I want to show you where people are allowed to sign it. And I'm like, well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory where people want to sign it. Yeah, Taz is behind it, right? So when you come here today or you're headed down to the game or whatever, stop by. We'll be here. I think the card's going to be here till 5:33.
Okay.
Is that the time? Not quite till 6 o'clock, but it'll be here for most of the show.
Okay.
Right. Well, Cindy said don't say till 6 o'clock because she's going to be leaving to take it over for Chase.
Oh, okay.
She's going to present it to Chase pregame.
Right.
So get down here and sign it. That's like right there.
That's next week, though, with Chase.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's just delivering it over there today.
Yeah.
I was just told
you gotta set it up, yeah.
It's not going to be here till 6 o'clock. That's all I was told.
That thing looks like a hang glider, man. You can jump out of an airplane with that thing.
It's huge. So stop down. But, like, so it leads to the question. Freddie Galvis wasn't obviously loved like Chase Utley. But Freddie Galvis, for what he was, last year I was the trade Freddie Galvis guy. What are you talking about? He's not going to be the starting shortstop here. It's going to be J.P. Crawford. It's not going to be him. Freddie Galvis is what he is. And people hated me for it. They're like, hey, they should sign him to a contract extension. You can't trade him. He's the heart and soul of this team. What is it about Freddie Galvis that made the average Philly fan like him as opposed to Jason Wirth, who right. has been public enemy number one and won a world, big part of a World Series team here, but everybody hates him, right?
Well, Freddie, he knew he was limited, but he never seemed to shortchange you on effort.
Oh,
so
yeah.
he gave you maximum effort. He was a better-than-average defensive player.
Smart
out there.
Player.
Yeah, smart player. When there was a downtime prior to him leaving with all these young players and you were sort of looking for a voice to come out of that clubhouse, Freddie Galvis was a voice who at least tried to step up and be a leader amongst those young guys.
Pete McCann's
final days. Yeah, so, yep. you know, I think he's earned respect from that standpoint. Listen, I'm poking a little fun when I'm saying we don't need to be, you know, giving him the Jim Thome treatment when he comes up to the bat. But if you want to give him a little bit of an extended ovation, okay. But I mean,
yeah.
we don't need a montage.
Hold on a second.
We had people complain about Iguodala getting a montage.
Well, if Iguodala gets a montage, Freddie Galvis should get a montage.
Stop it.
Why not?
Freddie Galvis is nowhere near the player Iguodala was as a Sixer.
Yeah, but wouldn't you agree that more fans like Galvis than Iguodala?
Well, that's the fans.
Wasn't liked?
That's the fans' problem. But I'm
okay,
just saying,
okay.
I liked
that's
him.
Who it's for.
I liked him.
All right. Well, I didn't. He was a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. There's a reason why he goes
to the Warriors. He was an all-star while he was here.
He was an all-star.
Yeah.
He was. He was on the team. Yes, he was on the all-star team. He was. But I don't expect a montage.
Right.
I don't expect a montage. But if I was going to the game tonight, right. I would give an extended ovation because
okay.
I'm a Freddie Galvis guy. I like him. He's just a good Philly, man.
He's one of the losingest players in team history.
Yeah, he wasn't a good Philly in a sense of his numbers dictate he was a
Listen,
good Phillies player.
No, Juan Samuel was on the Wall of Fame. They didn't win squat when Juan Samuel was here. And I'm a big Juan Samuel guy. Better player than Freddie Galvis, certainly. All right, so let's move on to Chase Utley. Because
okay.
I start with that to get to Chase Utley.
A real player.
Right. Loved by this town.
Yes.
Pretty much. Is there anybody that doesn't like Chase Utley?
Sure there are.
Is it? Yeah?
Yeah. They're just afraid to say it.
Is there anybody that doesn't love Brian Dawkins?
No.
I don't think there's anybody that doesn't love Brian Dawkins.
You're hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't love that dude.
So, again, with Jack Fritz, mm-hmm. He says to me, it's like, no, I'm an Utley guy over Dawkins. And I'm like,
yeah.
dude, it's not even close what the people would vote on Twitter
yeah.
or say. Not even close.
Nah.
And so far, almost 1,700 votes, like the show just started.
Yeah.
Dawkins is 77-23.
Yeah.
And it's one of these polls where people look at the answers. How is this even a question? We didn't even ask a question. We just put the dot, 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 dot,
right.
and then put Dawkins or Utley.
Yeah.
So people are like, how
well, they know it's not who's hated the most.
Right.
So they know it's not that.
No, it's.
So whatever question is being thrown in the air, whatever you want to ask, is going to be Dawkins over Utley.
It's going to be Dawkins or Utley.
Yeah.
Right.
Except for
world champion, which would be
yeah.
Utley over Dawkins, which some people have pointed out. Like, mm-hmm. I say Dawkins. And again, there's no question. It's just, it's a feel. Dawkins or Utley.
Yeah.
And it goes without saying that it's Dawkins. Dawkins is the number, he's number one in
yeah.
this town.
Well, Dawkins was a little more vulnerable with his emotions on his sleeves.
Oh, totally.
What you saw is what you got. And I'm not saying that Chase wasn't authentic and Chase didn't give you effort and heart and toughness. He gave you those things, but Chase never seemed vulnerable. You didn't see Chase heartbroken over losses, right? He had the stoic face. You know,
yeah,
Chase
yeah.
gave you stoic answers.
Different personality.
It was a totally different personality.
All right.
Whereas with Brian, we almost, when he hurt, we hurt. I mean, that's how he was as a player. So it's
The connection.
You may say this with him over any athlete that's played in this town. Reggie White, any of them.
Doc?
Yes.
Number one all time.
I mean, it's a legitimate argument.
Number one from our listeners.
It's a legitimate argument.
I would say Dawkins number one all time. And you mentioned it. You're not talking about player. You're really talking about just how we felt about the player. And we love Chase Utley. Most of us love Chase Utley. But there was a connection with Brian Dawkins. There was a personal connection with him
yeah.
towards us and vice versa. Chase, I have no idea if he connected with me.
Yeah, you knew you loved Chase. You didn't know if Chase loved you the way you loved him. With Dawkins, it was like we love each other.
You knew it.
This is how we are.
888-729.
And so that's, you know.
94-94.
It's like Five. That's how Five was with everybody.
Did not connect with the
people. No,
with
Five
the people.
Loved everybody.
Well, number Five
and
will always love
you. Just didn't
love
him back.
No. No, first of all, he didn't love everybody.
Oh, he loved everyone.
Oh, please. He did not. At times, maybe. Number Five will always love you.
That's right.
Chase Utley loved. Brian Dawkins loved more. But so then Jack asked this question to me. He said, a lot of Jack so far on the show. He said,
he's
well,
getting it in on his last day.
Who would you rather follow front-to-back career, Chase or Brian Dawkins? And again, it's not even close.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
The early Brian Dawkins that was, it's like, man, this guy's going to be really good. Now, Chase was pretty good too, Ike.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't want to put one question to the poll. I wanted people to make up their own mind what they were voting on.
Yeah, Chase was a great player. Chase was a great player, but when you're just comparing greatness to greatness, the other guy's greatness is a little bit more.
Totally agree.
Just is. And Chase won a World Series. Brian Dawkins is a Hall of Famer. Brian Dawkins is a Hall of Famer at a position prior to him going in. Only seven other guys in the history of the game has gone in before him.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. It's amazing.
So it's not like a wide receiver or a quarterback where you can pile a bunch of stats up and you can just get in through numbers. Like Brian Dawkins went in as a Hall of Famer on the second ballot at a position where there's only seven other players in the Hall of Fame.
It's amazing. It is.
I mean, there's only seven other guys in there.
So come on down, sign the Chase Utley card. I'm going to start my Freddie Galvis card with this piece of paper here, Ike. And people can sign this too. Can you get a blank piece of paper and put one for Freddie Galvis?
Put a Freddie Galvis
there
card
where people
up
can sign
next
that too.
To Chase Utley's card.
888-729-94.
Put an Ike Reese card over there too while you have it.
Ike, today is the first annual Marks and Reese Phillies Midseason Awards.
All right.
And this is how on a Phillies Friday.
Than the ESPYs.
Oh, much better than the ESPYs.
Yeah.
But this is how you get in and get the Phillies tickets for today. When you call in and any of the topics we're talking about, Utley, Dawk, how you would react to Galvis, if we're idiots, if I'm an idiot for saying I would like to have Galvis step out of the batter's box.
Give him a standing old tip his cap.
Yeah, I want to see the
like
I
Derek
see it.
Jeter. Yeah, we got Derek Jeter coming back today.
I want to see the cap tip. I want to see the helmet.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm serious.
For Freddie Galvis?
Yes.
Oh, my. You can't be.
What do you care?
Cannot be serious.
What do you care?
We're giving standing ovations for mediocre players in the city now?
I didn't say a standing ovation. I said extended ovation.
If he has to step out of the batter's box and acknowledge the crowd, we should be embarrassed.
He's going to.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
That's my prediction. He's going to. Now, I remember when Greg Dobbs came back, and this is what's fascinating to me. To why we love Freddie Galvis. Greg Dobbs came back. He won a World Series, led the league in pitch hits. He got booed hardcore.
Right. Adam Eaton did too.
Well, he deserved it. But what did Greg Dobbs do to anybody?
He's the best pinch hitter in the league.
And then he sucked after that, and he left, and no one thought twice about him. But he came back, and he got booed. I didn't understand it. 888-729-9494. So, Ike, the midseason awards. Mm-hmm. This is where you call in, and you create your own award. And then you give us the answer. You can do something like, I give the least valuable player, or I give the most valuable player. Or you can be a little bit more creative, like the how many years left on this deal award goes to Tommy Hunter.
All right, Tommy.
Tommy wins the award.
He wins something, finally.
Yes. So if you call in, and sports point, yes, but the midseason award, you get the Phillies tickets. And the Phillies tickets we have today, Ike, are for the Phillies-Marlins game, Saturday, August 4th, but it's Toyota Wall of Fame night honoring the late Roy Halladay and Pat Gillick. Tickets for that at Phillies.com. These
That's
going to
be
tickets.
A big weekend. Big weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Tough decisions people had to make about that weekend. That's the Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Is it the same weekend?
Yeah, same day.
Oh, man. Oh, so that's the 2008 week. Oh.
Yeah, Sunday, August 5th is when they're honoring the 08 team.
Oh, that's a big weekend to
be down
there.
Big weekend, yeah.
The Bobby Abreu Award goes to Carlos Santana. I'm reading from Jack here. He does get a lot of walks.
Now, okay, I was going to say, now how does that work? Okay, because he gets a lot of walks.
Or people hate him?
Okay.
One of the two. I don't know. I guess it's open-ended.
He's not floating out there at first base.
888.
Bobby floated out there in right field, man. Just,
oh, my God.
He was just out there.
He's a gold glover, but we'll let that rest.
No. Hold on a second. The gold glove that Bobby Abreu got, and I like Bobby Abreu, the gold glove that he received had nothing to do with defenses because he was notable. People knew who he was, and he had a good arm. He sucked in right field. He looked like he took his time to get to a ball in the gap.
It was like Doran from a major league. Third base.
Yeah, it was after the contract. Yeah. Roger Doran, you're right.
Roger Doran, yeah.
888-729-9494. Utley or Doc? I don't have a question for it. Utley or Doc? 888-729-9494. It's a Phillies Friday, live from Chickies in South Philly. Get down to here and sign the Chase Utley card and the Freddie Galvez card. We're right back. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.